From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting tentative support for a Syrian ceasefire grows. The Syrian government Tuesday announced its acceptance of a proposed U.S.-Russian cessation of hostilities to begin Saturday, while warning continued outside assistance to rebels could scuttle the truce. The main Saudi-backed opposition group agreed to the truce conditionally, demanding, among other things, an end to blockades. In Washington, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told lawmakers the truce must work. Mr. Kerry said the only way forward that preserves a unified Syria is the path envisioned by the Syria Support Group, ratified by the UN Security Council and endorsed by the responsible opposition. Mr. Kerry also cautioned the ceasefire could fall apart. If it does, contingency plans are in the works. Details of such a plan B are sketchy, but could involve more direct U.S. and allied military involvement. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon visited a refugee camp in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday, called for greater efforts to care for the growing population of displaced people. The UN chief is set to meet President Joseph Kabila on Wednesday. In Burundi Tuesday, Mr. Ban said President Pierre Nkurunziza agreed to begin talks with the opposition to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis.